Should have words on the screen, which it looks like you kind of maybe do. There you will. There we go. Now we got words. So sing along with us. As we start praising God, we got a music. We got a message coming up. We've got prayer. God is good. Okay, who's starting? Guitar or the piano? Guitar is. Okay, let's start it. This is what we do on Thursday nights. We practice, we get confused, but God is good. Hold it all together, everybody needs you strong. But life hits you out of nowhere and barely leaves you holding on. And when you're tired of fighting, chained by your control, there's freedom in surrender. Lay it down and let it go. So when you're on your knees and answers seem so far away, you're not alone. Stop holding on and just be held. Your world's not falling apart, it's falling into place. I'm on the throne, stop holding on and just be held. Just be held. Just be held. Hold me, Lord, hold me. If your eyes are on the storm, you wonder if I love you still. But if your eyes are on the cross, you know I always have and I always will. And not a tear is wasted, in time you'll understand. I'm painting beauty with the ashes, your life is in my hands. So when you're on your knees and answers seem so far away, you're not alone, stop holding on and just be held. Your world's not falling apart, it's falling into place. I'm on the throne, stop holding on and just be held. Just be held. Just be lift your hands, lift your eyes. In the storm is where you'll find me. And where you are, hold your heart. I hold your heart. Come to me, find your rest. In the arms of a God who won't let go. So when you're on your knees and the answers seem so far away, you're not alone, stop holding on and just be held. Your world's not falling apart, it's falling into place. I'm on the throne, stop holding on and just be held. Just be held. Just be held. Some other ones that joined us here. Welcome to Matthew, Pam, Dave, Steve, Karen, Doug, Larry, Lacey, another Larry. Yeah, lots of Larrys. Terry's on here too. God bless you guys. Glad you be with us, hanging out with us tonight. Let's be praising God. Let's see, no capo on this one, right? Time? I think it's time.
I don't know. I don't wear a watch.
Come. Now is the time to worship. Come. Now is the time to give your heart. Oh, come. Just as you are to worship. come, just as you are before your God. Come. One day every tongue will confess you are God. One day every knee will bow. Still the greatest treasure remains for those who gladly choose you now. Come. Now is the time to worship. Come. Now is the time to give your heart. Oh, come. Just as you are to worship. Come, just as you are before your God. Oh, come. One day every tongue will confess you are God. One day every knee will bow. Still the greatest treasure remains for those who gladly choose you now. Willingly we choose to surrender our lives. Willingly our knees will bow. With all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, we gladly choose you now. Oh, come. Now is the time to worship. Come. Now is the time to give your heart. Oh, come. Just as you are to worship, come. Just as you are before your God, oh, come. Now is the time to worship, oh, come. Now is the time to give your heart, oh. Just as you are to worship, oh, come. Just as you are before your God, come. Just as you are, come. Just as you are, come.
If that doesn't get you in the mood for worship, nothing will. Well, can I say that? Can I say that on Facebook Live? I can say that, can't I?
You just did.
You're right, I just did. Hey, Bubit.
Do you want to do Sweet Hour? You don't? Oh, come on. It's a pretty song.
Looks like soul.
It's a pretty song. Come on, we're going to do Sweet Hour. We'll just do one verse. We'll just keep going until I say done.
That's funny. We'll get to verse 4 and wonder why we haven't stopped yet.
I'm the leader.
I've taken bad jobs like that before.
Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, that calls me from a world of care and bids me at my Father's throne, make all my wants and wishes known. In seasons of distress and grief, my soul has often found relief and oft escaped the tempter's snare by thy return, sweet hour of prayer.
Go to verse 3.
Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, thy wing shall my petition bear to him whose truth and faithfulness engage the waiting soul to bless. And since he bids me seek his face, believe his word and trust his grace. I'll cast on him my every care and wait for thee, sweet hour of prayer.
Here's our arpeggios on this last one, Karen.
Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, may I thy consolation share. Till from Mount Pisgah's lofty heights I view my home and take my flight. This robe of flesh I'll drop and rise to seize the everlasting prize, and shout while passing through the air, farewell, farewell, sweet hour of prayer.
Nice. I like the arpeggios, don't you? I think they're pretty. Now, everyone should be familiar with that term, arpeggios, if you've watched Disney's Aristocats. Aristocats, as it was. Wasn't it Aristocats? Where they had to teach. Remember the little kittens were learning their arpeggios?
I learned it in music class. I paid good money to learn about something that I represented Disney movie, apparently.
Well, you know what?
We're going to sing about soul here. So you going to start us off here?
No.
Through the cloudy days, when the stars ain't shining bright, you feel like you've lost your way. When those candle lights of home burn so very far away, oh, you gotta let your soul shine, just like my daddy used to say, soul shine, it's better than the sunshine. Better than the moonshine, darn sure better than the rain. People don't mind, we all feel this way sometimes. You gotta let your soul shine, shine till the break of day.
I grew up thinking that I had it made, gonna make it on my own. I can take the strongest man and make him feel so alone. Now sometimes I feel a cold wind blowing through my aching bones. I think back to what Dad said. He said, in the darkness before the dawn, let your soul shine. It's better than the sunshine. It's better than the moonshine. Don't show better than the rain. People don't mind, we all feel this way sometimes. You gotta let your soul shine, shine till the break of day.
Sometimes a man can feel this emptiness, like a demon has robbed him of his very soul. A woman to God knows she can feel like this. And when your world seems cold, you gotta let the spirit take control. And talk about the soul shine, it's better than the sunshine. It's better than the moonshine. Don't show better than the rain. And people don't mind,
of this way sometimes. You gotta let your soul shine, shine till the break of day. Talking about soul shine, it's better than sunshine. It's better than the moonshine. Don't show better than rain. Now people don't mind, we all feel this way sometimes. You gotta let your soul shine, shine till the break of day. You gotta let your soul shine, shine till the break of day.
Going to be the special on Sunday. It already is special, that's right. Special things for you. Special things for me, too. Let's see. Who else has joined us on here? I see Bernie and another Karen. We got lots of Karens watching. And Juanita and Greg and John Taylor. And Karen Zillig's watching. All right. See, Karen spells her name differently with a Y. So we can, she's special. We're all special, but why always catches my attention. Whoops, no capos. Let's do it. You're God's favorite. We're all God's favorite. We had the pleasure of sharing that. We'll talk about that a little more, too, because being God's favorite is awesome, isn't it? Let's maybe do like 1, 3, and 4 on this, Karen. Let's see how we go with it. Oh, okay, good. Thank you.
Take time to be holy, speak oft with thy Lord. Abide in him always, and feed on his word. Make friends with God's children. Seek.
Verse 3, please.
Take time to be holy. Let him be thy guide. And run not before him. Whatever be time. Joy or in sorrow, still follow thy Lord. And looking to Jesus, still trust in his word.
Keep going, Karen.
Take time to be holy. Soul,
you're fine.
Each thought and each motive beneath his control, thus led by his spirit to fountains of love. Soon shall be fitted for service above.
Actually, I said keep going, but I'm glad you stopped. So thanks. Yeah, but you stopping was perfect because I see what happened was I was wimping out. The throat's not feeling 100%. It's feeling like 90%. Feeling a little worn out tonight. And I thought, well, I want acapella. And okay, God delivers, right? God delivers. Who else has come in since Karen joined in? I see Kim. Hi, Kim. Kim Cooksley. Kim's from Australia. It's morning for her.
Australia.
And Sue Bug. Yeah, Australia. Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, yeah, international is right. Okay, last song for you folks here. We like to, you know, as you know, we like to put Christian lyrics to songs that, well, you know, I'd say songs we grew up with, although 1969, I was six, so I guess I kind of grew up with
it. I was negative 40.
If you figure it out, Brandon. Do the backwards math. Ba-dum-bum. Anyway, fun song, good lyrics to go with. It's good. See, you're listening in 1969, Brandon. Okay, this is Up on Cripple Creek, written, done by the band, 1969. We call this one Up on Heaven's Creek. How's that sound?
Works for me.
Good.
Should we play it?
Let's play it.
Okay.
When I get off of this mountain, you know where I want to go. Straight down Mississippi River to the Gulf of Mexico. Lake Charles, Louisiana, a little church that I once knew. They told me just to come on by if there's anything they could do. Up on Heaven's Creek, he saves me if I sprain a leak. He mends me, I don't have to speak. He defends me, a sinner's dream, if I ever did see one.
When love had stoned me, to the racetrack I did go. I bet on one horse to win, and I bet on another show. The odds were in my favor, I'd had 5-1. Back to win, bet on the track, sure enough we were done.
Up on Heaven's Creek, he sends me if I sprain a leak. He mends me, I don't have to speak. He defends me, a sinner's dream, if I ever did see one.
Took up all my trials, and I gave them to Jesus. He tore them up and threw them in space. It's all in the past. Now there's one thing in the whole wide world I should like to see. That's how my Jesus and mine, he walks across the sea.
Up on Heaven's Creek, he sends me if I spring a leak. He mends me, I don't have to speak. He defends me, a sinner's dream, if I ever did see one.
We had Spike Jones on the box. I said I can't take the way he sings, but I love to hear him talk. That just gave my heart a throb to the bottom of my feet. And I swore as I thought about it more, my Jesus can't be beat.
Up on Heaven's Creek, he sends me if I spring a leap. He mends me, I don't have to speak. He defends me, a sinner's dream, if I ever did see one.
There's a flood out in California, and I know it's freezing cold. Just living off of the road, it's getting pretty old. Yes, I'll call him a Jesus and tell him I'll be rolling in. But you know, I'm kind of tempted to go to the racetrack again.
Up on Heaven's Creek, he sends me if I spring a leak. He mends me, I don't have to speak. He defends me, a sinner's dream, if I ever did see one.
Thank you.
studio fade. our attempt at a live studio fade. Okay, that's good for music.
It worked oddly well.
You like that version? Good. Yeah, fun song, isn't it? Fun song. Hello, Sue. Sue types hello. Hello, Sue. Sue Bug is watching. Yeah, Sue, I've got Debbie and Linda here from the line. That's right. That's right. Let me switch Mr. Microphone here. This guy's kind of being fun tonight, huh? It's being pretty. Get a pretty color. Hear me now.
Okay.
So Brandon's checking out the outside here. Let's see what's going on. Okay, how's this? 1, 2. 1, 2, 3. Well, it's kind of livid. Just a second here. Pardon me. Every now and then this one microphone wants to cause me grief, so give me just a second. 6. Okay, here we go. There it was. Yeah, it drives me crazy, the gain pot. For ticky folk, it's got a dirty gain pot on this channel, and I hate when that happens. But it's okay, we got it now. Well, welcome everyone. Glad you're here. It's not really rainy, though. It's definitely starting to feel like fall, isn't it? Kind of like fall indeed. Whoops, one more thing. Yes, indeed, huh? Okay, let's see. Where's my other control here? Lots of controls. We got lots of stuff. Lots of toys. Let's move all this around a little bit. Oh, sure. I was just turning where you could do that. Oh, well. We'll make it work. One way or the other. Okay, well, this time... Well, no, thank you. No, thank you. No, thank you. But, you know, okay, so I open it up. I open up the Bible, and sometimes if I don't have a message prepared, not all the time, if I don't have a message prepared, open up the Bible. But I might hand this over to somebody else. Like, Lord, where are you going with this? Okay. Numbers is not usually an easy book to go through because it's just fact. Right? It's just the lineage, right? However, it opened up here to Numbers, where am I going here, Lord, 35 or 36? The end of 35 is where I'm being led here. Ah, okay. Yes, ma'am. Oh, you got a full rainbow outside. Nice. God's promise, right? God's promise, and what am I reading about? That's awesome. Thanks, Karen. Yeah, full rainbow means that God approves of the music, right? We can work with that. Oh, actually, before I get into this, for those of you who haven't been with us before, we take prayer requests through here, and we get together after a short little message. We get together and get in a circle, lift up all these prayers. And we also do laying of hands if we have need for here, which I think we might. But that's all good. But anyway, what I have to do, though, is I have to bring it up on my phone because of the way Facebook works. So I've got it up on my phone. So if you have any prayer requests as we're going along, please just go ahead and type them. And I'll just try and keep an eye on this. And if I see something scroll through, I'll write it down before it scrolls away. But anyway, I've opened up here to Numbers 35. And he's definitely leading me toward the end of 35. Which part here, Lord? Do I need to start here? Here we go. He's starting me on Numbers 35, verse 30. Anyone who kills a person is to be put to death as a murderer only on the... I got to start this again because my brain's not... Anyone who kills a person is to be put to death as a murderer only on the testimony of witnesses. Plural. Not just one person, right? Witnesses. Okay, now I know why God pulled me to this scripture, for those of you even watching the news today. But no one is to be put to death on the testimony of only one witness. Okay,
Do not accept a ransom for the life of a murderer who deserves to die. He must surely be put to death. Do not accept a ransom for anyone who has fled to a city of refuge and so allow him to go back and live on his own land before the death of the high priest. So this was, God had declared all this stuff earlier. And this is he's just reaffirming these things because they had set up the sanctuary cities. All right. Do not pollute the land where you are. Bloodshed pollutes the land, and atonement cannot be made for the land on which... I think I'm still alive, but hold on a second. Looks like it still is. Yep, it still is. Every now and then this app wants to be a little funky on me. Where was I? Back on verse 32. Do not accept a ransom for anyone who has fled to a city of refuge and so allow him to go back and live on his own land before the death of the high priest. Do not pollute the land where you are. Bloodshed pollutes the land, and atonement cannot be made for the land on which blood has been shed except by the blood of the one who shed it. All right? Eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, all that stuff through here, right? Do not defile the land where you live and where I dwell, for I, the Lord, dwell among the Israelites. So God does. Okay. Let's see where we go on the New Testament side. Hey, got in the New Testament. Opens up to Matthew. And where am I going here, Lord? I've got 16 and 17 to kind of bounce between. This one, Lord. This one. Okay, Peter's confession of Christ. It's Matthew 16, verse 13. Peter's confession of Christ. When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist. Others say Elijah, and still others, Jeremiah or one of the prophets." "But what about you?" Jesus asked. "Who do you say I am?" And Simon Peter answered, "You are Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus replied, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by man, but my Father in heaven." So Jesus is saying, hey, the Holy Spirit's hanging out here, all right? He's telling you what's up. "And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades, hell, will not overcome it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." Then he warned his disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Christ. Okay, so why was Jesus being secretive on that part of it, right? What was the big deal, right? Why did he not want them to go through and say, "Don't let anybody you hold this"? What do you think? What is the reason? He wasn't ready. Correct. Yeah, he wasn't ready, right? It wasn't his time, right? It wasn't his time. So he said, "Hey, you know, even the people that saw these great miracles could easily say, 'Yep, you're the guy. You're the Christ.'" He does that. Do I go on, Lord? Okay. Jesus predicts his death. This is Matthew 16, verse 21. "From that time on, Jesus began to explain to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things at the hands of the elders, the chief priests, and teachers of the law, and that he must be killed and on the third day be raised to life. Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him." Now think about this, all right? Okay. You got a mere human, right, saying, "No!" And what does he say? He says, "Never, Lord. This shall never happen to you." And Jesus turned to Peter, the same guy he complimented as being the rock, right? He turns to Peter now and says, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me. You do not have in mind the feelings of God, but the things of men." So earlier, Jesus acknowledges to Peter, right? He says, "Hey, you're thinking like you're thinking spiritually, right? You're in the spiritual realm." And here, Jesus is saying, "You're not in the spiritual realm right now. You're in the wrong realm." Then Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me will find it. What good will it be for a man if he gains the whole world yet forfeits his soul?" All right, so spirit realm, earthly realm. "Or what can a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man is going to come in his Father's glory with his angels, and then he will reward each person according to what he has done." Gotta say that one again, right? He will reward each person according to what he has done. Now that's further emphasized in some of the parables we hear, right? With the gifts of the talents, right? when he gives the one, the five, and the ten, and the guy with the one just doesn't do anything with it. You know, at that point, he said, you're out of here. However, the guy who did really well, remember, he took it from the guy who did nothing with it and gave it to the guy who did the best with it. He said, I tell you the truth, some who are standing here will not taste death before they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. All right? So, and at that point, it goes on with the transfiguration and the whole actually, transfiguration is really good. That actually starts in 17. But just I'm not led to read through all that, but just briefly for those who are wondering what happens next. You're wondering what's happening next. Jesus actually goes up on a mountain with Peter, James, and John, and he's transfigured before them. I mean, just shining bright light, joined with Moses and Elijah. Now, of course, the funny part on that is when he's joined with Moses and Elijah, how do these guys even know that was Moses and Elijah, right? I mean, they didn't have pictures and photographs. You know, I guess they just presumed. I don't know. Maybe Jesus said, hey, Moses, how's it going? I don't know. But those are all good. Amen. Amen. God told them when they were writing it. Amen is right. Amen is right. Okay, so on Facebook, I do not see where you have any prayer requests yet. So for those of you watching on Facebook right now, and it looks like I've seen John and Dan and Stephen have joined on here. That's awesome. Anyway, we're taking prayer requests. So on Facebook, if you got any prayer requests, please go ahead and type them up. I'll be watching them on here. And I should probably start in the back row. All the back rows, shouldn't I? Bruce, how are things in the world?
Very well.
I like when Bruce says that. Things are very well with Bruce. For fun?
Yeah.
Four. Oh, the CAT scan says you're healed. Jesus says you're healed, but the doctors say we want more insurance money. So keep taking these, keep putting this poison in your body. All right, got it. Well then, no weapon formed against you shall prosper, my friend. That's Isaiah 54 for you, Isaiah 54:17. We declare protection and glory for you, my brother. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Scott, you still defeating gravity? Excellent. You're looking good. And you get to go do your fun thing in another 3 weeks, is it? 2 weeks? 3 weeks? Yeah, 3 weeks. Nice. So gravity is losing. Scott is winning. That's beautiful. And I know Brandon's still doing the school thing, I presume. You're surviving through, you had one of the classes, I think. We were praying for you for patience, if I remember correctly, with one of your professors. All right. Still for peace among the classes. How's that? Peace among the classes. We can roll with that. Mom, come back to you. How's it going, Mom? Okay. I saw you brought some stuff in.
I was cleaning my closet.
Okay, but you brought in some stuff for the sharing closet then, right? Excellent. Thanks for bringing those clothes in.
I have a couple of
great. Oh, good. We like Joyce.
Matt.
Yeah? Oh, really? A car accident?
Yes.
Matt Conrad in a car accident? Yeah, the dip.
Carolina.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
The crossing don't pay attention.
Right.
He's coming.
Okay, so.
So anyway, he is fine.
He's fine.
The truck is on the back of the truck.
Okay.
But the person that hit him has no insurance.
Ah.
So, that's anyway.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Can you practice this lesson? Yes. Okay. He's okay.
Well, the fact he's okay is, yeah, Matt's okay. Accident. But the other driver, who was at fault, right? Or not? Okay, well, hey, you have to ask.
I know he was, yeah, because
insurance. This guy obviously didn't call the general. Okay. Bob Zenker did a hip replacement? Didn't know that. Okay. All right, just supernaturally fast healing for that then. That's no good. So that bone in the arm for Trevor, especially that one. Seven inches worth, okay. They want to take 7 inches of bone. No. Yeah, no. In the name of Jesus, no. No, be healed. All right. We're lifting up Trevor for that. That's right. It's got to stop. Karen, prayers. Just lifting up prayers for you, Karen. She's had a rough week. That's not right. So we're claiming the good, smooth sailing for you the rest of the week. Get her sitting back in here on Sunday. So we're claiming that for you, Karen. How are you, Debbie? Blessings are good. We like all these joys.
I watched Merry Christmas Brody Parade, and I cried because it was beautiful. I mean, the whole community just like came out.
Yeah.
And, I mean, everyone, businesses, family, people they didn't know, policemen, firemen. I mean, it was to warm this child's heart.
What was the name? Brody?
Brody. And we saw the clip coming home on Sunday.
Okay. She prayed for Brody. Okay. And what's Brody suffering from? Is it?
He has cancer and tumors in his head. And they cannot operate. He's not expected to live by December. That's why they're
brain cancer, tumors, whatever. Okay. Let's, yeah. All right, proclaiming the victory for Brody on that. Well, Bruce had five things messing with him, and those five were gone, so bless God, we're claiming the same victory for Brody. And then, okay. Yeah. Yeah, let's share the love of Jesus and not all this other crazy stuff. Do you have anything else?
I was with Sandy all day today.
Ah, Sandy, yeah.
All kinds of stuff. And they took my medicine away from her and gave her a new one during the day. And then they put some kind of machine that has medicine in it. And she's going to wear that till 7 o'clock tomorrow. And that will give her another medicine. And we're not sure how this is all going to affect her.
Okay, so all these different medicines for Sandy for this breast cancer, right?
Right.
Okay.
So she's looking positive. She says this is going to work. She has two more treatments.
Two more treatments for Sandy, okay. Okay. All right, good. Good. Good, yeah. Thinking, yeah. Keeping that positive outlook is always important, absolutely. Absolutely. She's got another one in here from Sue Bug. Asking for prayers for Ray Edwards. is a strong Christian man in Michigan who suffered a traumatic brain injury in a boating accident. He's a good friend of their pastor. Okay, so Ray Edwards. Well, that's a couple brains we got going here, Brody and Ray. And okay. Oh, yeah, out having fun, obviously, until you get this happening. Oh, boating accident. Okay. Oh, I got another one here. One more to put in here. For Karen, for continued prayers for her daughter. Yeah. And actually, I had another one that just came to mind, too. She's not on Facebook Live here right now, but there's a... we actually lifted her up on Sunday, Alyssa, and she has been dealing with also brain. She had a brain injury thing, and she's been dealing with bouts of schizophrenia and other things since his brain injury. So it's just, and she's 14 maybe or 15, maybe she's a little older than that, but she's a teenager for sure. Yeah, so we're certainly lifting. Lifting her, for sure. You're welcome, Karen. Hi, Linda.
Well, I decided this week.
Decided to give it a try, huh?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm doing pretty well on it.
Okay.
I get fixed up on it.
Okay. So are you grabbing that? Are you reaching for that all the time or just when you go out?
Just when I go out.
Okay. How are you doing when you're around the house and the like?
I
know, but how do you do when you're, how do you do though without it when you're around the house? Okay. Okay. So, all right. All right. So for your balance then, right? For that balance and just being able to walk without needing that, the assist of that cane, I guess is what they call it. That's right. Just temporary. Just temporary. Absolutely. You don't need that.
Right.
They need two vans.
Yes.
Is that what you said? Okay.
They are very bad inside.
V&V needs two vans. Okay.
And they take about 100 people a week.
Oh, really? They transport like 100 people a week? Wow. Okay. Where does their funding usually come from?
I'm not sure. It's some arts way.
There's no government stuff. It's all, is it any government or is it just all volunteer for V&V?
Grants from the government and have received.
Right.
They get some United Way. And then it's just individuals.
Okay.
I mean, I don't
know. So they're relying on donations mostly from not government, unless they get a grant. Unless they get lucky with a grant. Okay.
And I'm sitting in the van 2 days a week
now. Oh, you're in there 2 days a week?
No. I sit in the van and go home.
Okay.
2 days a week. I take her in the morning and she takes the van.
Oh, nice.
And that way I know they need it.
Okay. Yeah, because you're riding in that van, you know that they need replaced. Okay. I know a big white one with big tires.
They don't transport 100 people every day, but through the week.
Through the week, the total of 100 people that they, yeah, right. Nice. Well, we'll certainly lift up that need. We lift up that need for sure. Let's see, I don't see anything else. I don't see anything else on Facebook. So it must be time to get into our fun circle and lift up all these things. You put butterflies on your cane. Good for you. that's good. That's good. Everybody will love that, right? Everybody will love that. Come on over here, Linda. Right there. I'm going to have you step one step forward. Perfect. 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 Come on. Oh, yeah. Thursday nights.
Children.
Thursday nights. Children. Children, 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 right? Okay, like she says, children, children. Hey, it's good. Well, you got a paper cut, Brandon? Oh, that, been there, done that. Been there, done that. Yeah. But God is good, right? God is good. Well, you know, one other thing I didn't put on here, I guess I'll lift up first. So for the men's Walk the Emmaus, it's coming up.
Yep.
All right, men's Walk the Emmaus is coming up here, starting on Thursday night, October 11th. So, Lord, we're lifting all that up in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for your gathering your believers right here. Thank you, Lord, for the different ways that we all participate and contribute. There's just so many different ways and that you call all of us and you bring us all together, guiding us, showing us, making the way. But we thank you, Lord, for a lot of joys here tonight. That's awesome. So thank you. Thank you, Lord, for Bruce doing well. Doing well. God's got this covered for you, man. And as we declared for you, my brother, Isaiah 54:17, no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and no tongue shall condemn. For thus is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and the righteousness is of me, says God. And you know, and I didn't notice until now, but I really like your WEBN shirt. How old is that one? I know. I recognize that. It's amazing. It looks great for the presumed age that it is. It really looks good. Oh. You must have a lot of shirts if you haven't worn that in a while. Oh, but God is good. So thank you, Lord, for the joys for Bruce and for continued protection on you, my friend. And speaking of protection for Sandy, you know, that this stuff that's coming against her, this treatment, Lord, I thank you that she's not drugged down by this, that she is strengthened, she is healed. And from that, you can just keep rolling right into the cancers with Trevor. Lord, they're talking about having to remove a section of his arm. No, we say no. In the name of Jesus, we say no. We say no. We thank you, Lord, that bone cancer is crushed. Everything's reversed. We speak the life and strength and glory power of Yeshua Christ Jesus into his entire body, mind, and spirit. So bones, you be made strengthened. You be made whole. Let the doctor see that and say, no, we're mistaken. It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. There's no reason for these things. This stuff is illegal. And it should not be coming against God's children. So it's got to stop. It's got to stop. And also thank you, Lord, that Bob Zankert's hip replacement thing is just supernaturally fast healing. That no more pain. Everything's fully made whole. Fully made whole, Jesus. We thank you. I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for peace. Peace in the classroom. In all areas of our life. And I thank you, Lord, that you give us gravity and you give us the strength to overcome it. As Scott arm wrestles with every day. I guess we all do, don't we? But you seem to be a little more significant with it because you got to lift up parts and put them onto vehicles. And
you said it before, I have agreed, it's stronger at the shop. You walk in the building, grab
something. The gravitational pull is stronger at the shop.
You're like a magnet underneath the tire.
Indeed. Oh, yeah. I suspect you might be right. Lord, I thank you for your protection upon Matt Conrad this morning. And that whatever needs to be resolved with his truck gets resolved. And for the other person to do what is right, or attempt to do what is right. God knows. God knows. God knows what to do. Yes, he did. Lord, we're lifting up Karen. She's had a rough week. She's had a rough week, Lord, and I thank you that roughness is done. Is done. She has smooth sailing. The pains, the aches, the junk is taken care of. It's taken care of, and she's made fully whole in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we're proclaiming. We're all standing here proclaiming. We're going to see her this Sunday, right?
That's right.
We shall see her this Sunday. She'll feel wonderful, awesome. She'll be here rejoicing in the Lord. Lord, we're lifting up Brody and this brain cancer stuff. It's a great thing that people are coming out and just wanting to bring joy to his life. That's a good thing. But Lord, we're saying that this thing that's threatening his life is done. It's done. It's got to stop. It's got to stop. So we speak your peace into his entire body, mind, and spirit, Lord, as those tumors shrink and leave with no ill effect. The cancer just rolls up and runs in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. For nothing is impossible for you, Lord. Absolutely nothing. Lord, we're lifting up Ray Edwards. Nothing rougher. I mean, I guess there are things that are rougher. Nothing as rough as just out having fun and an accident happens, right? But he's been dealing with a brain injury from this, Lord, and I thank you that the effects of that are reversed and he's just restored, fully restored, because he's got a lot of people with faith in you, Lord, and the faith and the healing of Jesus. So I thank you, Lord, as Ray is fully set whole, made whole in the name of Jesus Christ. We're lifting up Alyssa also, Lord, and her mom, Carrie, for her strength and endurance through this. But we are proclaiming the victory that brain injury she suffered a couple years ago. The effects of that are just undone. Undone as we speak normal, speak balance into that. Speaking of balance, we proclaim full balance for Linda. You know, she's using some assistance right now, and that's okay. But God is working on it, right? That's right. God's working on it. So we're expecting perfect. And for V&V does a good thing, right?
Yep.
They have a need for the vans.
They do need.
That's right. Okay. So, Lord, I thank you that you provide those things. Somebody comes forward and they get that. They get that. Yeah, okay. Let me read through this. Seems like I might have missed something. Did I miss something here? No, I got Trevor, Debbie. I don't think I missed anything. I tell you one that comes to mind right now, Robin Montgomery. Okay, Robin, you know, we haven't seen her here in a while, and so Lord, we just thank you for your healing touch upon Robin, Robin, and so many others here in this church also too. Doug Urbeck comes to mind. Doug Beckman. I know a guy named Doug Urbeck, and I keep saying Doug Urbeck. Doug Beckman. Although Doug Urbeck might need something too, I don't know. Although he looked pretty good last time I saw him. But our God is good. Our God is good. So we lift those up. Let's join me in the Lord's Prayer, please. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. All right, everybody doing good?
Yep.
You're doing good? God is good? You're going to help me say goodbye here, Linda? You got to turn around. Stand right here. See? This is Linda.
Hello.
And Linda, we're proclaiming the victory of new vans, right?
Yes. New vans for V&V.
New vans for V&V. That's right, because nothing's impossible for God.
Nope.
And perfect balance for you. Perfect balance. That's right, because God is good. God is good. So glad you could be here with us tonight. Hope you enjoyed the music. Stay focused on God. God is your great joy. And give me, what do people say?
What do people say?
Say amen. 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 God bless you guys. Let's see you next week.